prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Today's Science for Humans is going to be a genetically modified foods 101 discussion, because later in the show, we're going to be doing a groundbreaking, breaking news interview about genetically modified soy, some recent research that may be a game changer for those out there who say that GMO foods are pretty much the same as their non-GMO counterparts. Then in the middle of the show, it's kind of like a donut, we're going to change it up just for a short time and talk about something that has always intrigued me: neurological and psychiatric disorders and endocrine diseases. You know that I've said for many years that a lot of young children don't develop diseases like schizophrenia until they go through puberty. Why is that? Well, we're going to get to the bottom of that in the middle of the show. But first, we have to remind everybody that you can get a free sample of Krealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand corner, Dr. Jeff's picture, says Ask the Scientist. Click that. Say, hey, I'd like to try Krealkaline. Send me a free sample. But please, please, please remember to include your mailing address, because when it doesn't arrive, you'll wonder why.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. So this was an idea that we had, Dr. Jeff and I, since we're doing this this other interview. We wanted to kind of talk about genetically modified foods in a broader scope and more of a 101 fashion for people who still aren't clear. And quite frankly, there are a lot of people that still aren't clear about what GMOs even are, right, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they just all of a sudden started appearing on labels, you know, GMO-free. And as you and I were talking about things that, boy, you know, most people either have an opinion about this or have no idea or have not even heard about it. But it's definitely controversial.
Well, and the reality is you better have... You better know about it. You may be developing an opinion about it, but you better know about it, because it's being foisted on you. You're eating it day in and day out right now.
You know, and I think that's the thing that, Carl, most bothered me as I was researching for this particular show, is the fact that we are eating GMO things and we were never given an opportunity to make that choice if we wanted them.
Well, and now with the H.R. 1599, I believe it is, the DARC Act that has passed the House of Representatives by a majority vote, they don't want you to know what's in your food. They don't want you to know that it's GMO or not. They say, they being the government, which quite frankly is a puppet organization for Monsanto and other large agrochemical companies, they say that, oh, if people know there's genetically modified foods in there, they'll become afraid of them and they won't buy them. Well, then it's the job of those agriculturally chemical enhanced food product manufacturers to make an argument and bring it to the forefront and show us that it's safe.
You know, we as providers have to do that with every other industry, whether it's clothing, cars. I mean, don't we have to make an appeal to what the benefits are to buy our product? I mean, so it's kind of like, why, you know, does the food industry not have to do the same thing that we all have to do in other industries?
Well, and I, you know what I think the reason for that is, Dr. Jeff, is because I'm not saying that genetic modification technology is inherently evil, sinister, or even bad and dangerous. What I am saying is, the reason you genetically modify a food may play a greater role in whether or not it's going to be safe for consumption than whether or not it's genetically modified. And I'd like to explain what I mean by that. Most of the genetically modified crops today are genetically modified not because they do something better for the person who eats them. It's because they do something better for the industry that farms them. Genetic modifications on crops generally are designed to resist herbicides so that farmers can slather entire fields with herbicides and kill only the weeds and not the corn or the soy. And that's not a good reason to genetic modify foods, because we already have done shows that show that genetically modified soy and genetically modified corn do not produce a substantially greater amount of yield per acre to justify the extra cost it requires to grow them. It's a loss for the farmers.
Well, and that's exactly it. You know, I think it started, you know, I've actually got a time frame we're going to talk about here, but maybe we'll just let everybody know we're kind of talking like GMOs, like everybody knows what that means. But as we, that stands for genetically modified organisms. They also call it transgenetic organisms. But it's basically any material, anything that has been altered genetically, you know, no matter what the technique is. And it's kind of interesting, when I went back and looked at the time frames, I thought this was relatively a newer phenomena, but 1935 was when DNA was discovered. It wasn't until 1973 that the recombinant DNA was created. 1975, this is interesting, a bunch of biologists and some lawyers and a few doctors got together to put together the whole guidelines for the whole world for engineering DNA. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow.
They didn't call you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't that old in 75. But in 1980, the first GMO patent was issued. 1982, FDA approved the first GMO. And interestingly enough, the first one was for insulin and Humulin. So they're basically now growing this from bacteria. It wasn't until 1994 that GMOs hit the grocery stores. I did not realize they had been on the shelf since 1994, the Flavor Savar tomato, which was designed to not ripen.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they could pick it and ship it, and it wouldn't ripen until it got closer to the store and the consumer.
And then it kind of continues. In 1996, we start to come up with the GMO-resistant weeds, new patents, you know, patents are expiring, patents, battles are happening. But, you know, as I look back, I mean, the government, the agriculture department, the whole reason for doing this was to make a bigger tomato, more abundant tomatoes for the world's population. You know, I think it started with a good idea. Again, that's just my personal opinion. But as Carl said, you know, now the benefits for introducing GMO into the foods are, number one, creating plants that are better resistant to weeds, pests, and diseases. It's all about the dollar, you know? I mean, whether they're good or bad for you, let's face it, it's all about the mighty dollar.
Well, you know? it's also a result of monoculture farming, right? So, you know, we know that there are people out there who are organic farmers and biodynamic farmers that don't have the problems with weeds and pests that the monoculture farmers do. And that's because when you just grow soy, just grow corn, you know, just grow wheat, things, you are disrupting the natural continuum of the environment. And so they are plagued by problems that are caused by the way they farm. But okay, you're not going to change the way people farm. So let's look at some of these genetic modifications. Dr. Jeff, How do they genetically modify an organism? What do they do?
I mean, we're talking about literally, you know, getting into the laboratory and revamping that whole DNA structure for that particular item. So, speaking about a tomato, you know, it has a DNA as humans or anything else, and they are modifying that in order to get it to do what they want. So, with the first tomato, the DNA was modified so that it would shelf ripen. It would no longer ripen on the vine, making it easier for shipping companies, production, you know, farmers to ship product. You know, you don't have things going bad. But it's the same with any type of genetic engineering, whether it's food, humans, animals. You're messing with DNA.
And let's not forget that the difference between a human and a chimpanzee is one gene. So when you talk about genetic modification, go, oh, well, yeah, they change one gene, and so it takes longer to ripen. What's the big deal? There could be a very big deal. The problem is that industry is not doing testing on this food before they're feeding it to people. The FDA says that it's generally regarded as safe because it's similar to the crops that are non-genetically modified. We're finding out this isn't true.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of studies. I mean, I found over 600 plus published, you know, studies that, you know, show the benefits of genetically modifying foods, the safety. And close to 30% of those publications were produced by companies that weren't associated with the seed growers. Now, the other 70% were all the seed growers. So, you know, there is a lot of studies out there. But, you know, the other thing that caught my eye is, do you know that they have already developed GMO for fish and
yes.
livestock and poultry?
Yes. In fact, this current administration approved a genetically modified salmon that is made up of some of the genetic material from an eel. And here, this is my problem with genetic modification. We understand hybridization. We understand evolutionary selection pressure. We understand species change over time. But they are changing organically, okay? You would never see an eel and a salmon mate. So they would never produce a combination eel-salmon fish. But when you go into the laboratory and you create this Frankenstein of sorts, and you say, well, we want the qualities of the eel because it grows faster, it's more aggressive, and we want to put it in a salmon, so we have a salmon that's more aggressive and grows faster. That would never happen in nature. Now you are messing with things that you shouldn't be. And quite frankly, the fish producers today are worried about that salmon getting out in the wild because it's so much more aggressive than the regular salmon that it will actually go out and destroy and eat and outcompete and grow faster than the regular salmon. And they're saying, you know what? It could be 10, 15 years and we won't have normal natural salmon anymore.
Well, and you saw the movie Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. You know, when you start messing with genetics, something is going to go wrong. Not, I wonder if something is, but it is. I even noticed here locally, you know, we got a whole bunch of black rabbits that are in the wild. Now, I realize, you know, somebody released a black rabbit and, you know, it bred out there. But the point is that, you know, these things will get into our food supply. They have no way of not letting that happen because somebody's going to be able to buy one of those salmon, is going to keep it for a fish, pet, and decide they're tired with it, and then they're going to go dump it in the lake.
Dr. Jeff, what about hybridization? Is that genetic modification in of itself?
You know, not really. What's your thoughts on that, Carl?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that when you take a plant and put it with another plant and it grows on its own and it continues to grow and have continued offspring, that is kind of like evolutionary manipulation. You're just kind of putting two things together that may have found their way together anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've been doing that with different species of apples and pears. I mean, you know, those are all things that, like you said, if it can happen naturally, and the only thing that keeps it from happening is the fact that, you know, one source is grown in Asia and one source is grown in America. You know, again, I think it's fun to come up with new food sources. But, again, you know, getting in and modifying it, you know, where does it stop, you know?
Yeah.
And even reading through these studies, you know, there are a couple studies out there that are really set against it. But at the end of the day, I just think it's all a little sloppy. I think, you know, it was really put out there. There's a lot of driving dollars. And similar to the pharmaceutical industry, you know, I don't believe there's no side effects to genetically modifying. I don't exactly know what they are. But from what I read, you know, it comes down to really four things that, you know, are associated with these particular risks: allergies, toxicities, nutrient imbalance, and decreasing diet diversity.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are all real problems. What I'd like to do is take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this on the other side. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini, my co-host here on Science for Humans. And this is actually setting the stage for a discussion later in the show. We're talking about genetically modified foods. If you don't know what they are, you better find out, because chances are you, your family, have already been exposed to them, and they could be the root of issues that you have developed in your health. They may not, they may. And that's the discussion when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It was summertime in Northern Michigan. Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini and myself. We're talking about GMO foods. This is kind of a primer 101, just to kind of set the stage for the discussion later in the show. Dr. Jeff, do you personally eat GM foods?
You know, I That's a good question, Carl. You know, I have actually been trying to eat more organic.
Right.
And I'm assuming, you know, according to Whole Foods, I just looked up, you know, Whole Foods says, if you're not familiar with Whole Foods Marketplace, that all of their organics are certified non-GMO. So right. I'm now assuming that the organic seeds are not GMO. Yes. But, Carl, I'm actually trying to eat more of those when I go to the store. But, you know, what do you do when you go out to eat?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, that's exactly the frustration.
I'm a little nervous now. You know, when you go out and you have a salad, I'm thinking, man, I don't know what's in
well,
this.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who say, well, it's the pesticides, it's the herbicides, it's not the GM. And I have to tell you, anybody who's listening now, you must stay around for the second hour because this is going to be a game-changing discussion today about soy. But what about you? Now, you live in the heart of big ag. I mean, you're in Montana. There's huge farms there. Farming is a way of life. Have you had any discussions with any people who have positions in this at all?
I have. You know, I've discussed with multiple farmers. And again, I'm all for the farmer. But one of the things I realized, Carl, is there's a difference between great-grandpa first-generation farmer and the new-age farmer. You know, back in the old days, I mean, the whole farming thing was to develop something that's pure, wholesome, you know, grown in the backyard, where, you know, as those generations increased, it became more of about the profit. I think the old farmers really hardly made a living. I mean, they lived off of what they had. But a friend of mine who works, he's back working for the ag department. He's one of those brainiac genetic engineers, and he's dedicated his whole career and college to creating a bigger tomato. Now, he's all for the fact that he's doing this to feed the world. You know, that there are people that, you know, have minimal sizes of crop space available, so they've got to maximize it. And I said, you know, hey, I understand. I don't want to dispute that because, you know, farming is important. I said, but how do you guys go about, you know, attesting the safety? And he told me that it's really done on a case-by-case basis. So you really can't do one tomato and then assume that every tomato that's grown everywhere, you really got to look at each crop on a case-by-case basis.
But they don't do that. There's been no, they do not do that.
And, you know, what I'm learning here is, you know, our ground, our soil, and what our farmers do is different than what happens in Nebraska or out your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different. You know, and even we were talking about allergens and things. You know, if a farmer thinks that, you know, he needs to put more Roundup on, if he can afford it, he will, because he doesn't want to lose that crop. So, you know, I think there's more issues to the whole genetic modified situation than just, you know, what they've done to the seeds.
And that's
it's
part
now
of the problem.
What the farmers can do
yes.
with crops. That's really my biggest concern right now. I'm inconclusive on whether or not GMO food is dangerous for me, but I am concerned about what they're able to put on those foods
yes.
now that they've genetically modified
and
that.
And that was my point. Most of the genetic modifications have been designed to make the industry better at what they do, not make a better product for the consumer. And industry will argue, well, if we do better, the consumer does better, but that's not true. And in the case in point that you're pointing out, we did the show where there's research that shows that glyphosate sales, Roundup sales have gone up, not down, in the face of genetic modified Roundup ready crops. And one would say, well, how could that be? And it's because these farmers are having to use more Roundup. And so that's the big lie. It's these crops require more Roundup because the weeds are getting stronger, and hence now they're introducing 2,4-D. One of the components that was in Agent Orange was just approved by the USDA and FDA to be sprayed on crops because guess what? Roundup's not working anymore because just like any evolutionary process, the weeds have gotten stronger. And so now we're going to be exposed to 2,4-D, which the chemical industry says is safe, but there's a lot of studies out there that show that it's very, very dangerous. And your kids and your grandkids are going to be eating it off of their corn pretty soon.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's what irritates me. You know, I saw that the patents on the original Roundup have expired, And that particular gentleman has now a Roundup 2 that's being released, which might be what you're talking about. But again, you know, that's what bothers me is, you know, I have complained on numerous shows as we're talking about our food sources, but the food has no taste anymore. They have so genetically modified a tomato that it doesn't even taste like a tomato.
Right.
And I don't believe that it's got more nutrients. You know, they're talking about they do this because now there's more nutrients in vitamin. I don't believe that.
No.
You know, I think it's all about there's a tomato, you put it on a salad, and it doesn't go bad.
That's something that supplies the industry with benefit, not the end user. And so here's my personal opinion. And I told you this story, and I've actually said this on the show before. I grew up in New York. We had subways. And there are subway gratings in the ground where the air exchange between the subway and the above ground occurs. And sometimes you'll be walking down a street and you'll see one of these and it'll look flimsy. So I guess the question then becomes, let's say it's got a 50-50 chance that you'll fall through and you won't. Do you challenge that chance or do you walk around it? I'm the kind of person who goes, that thing looks rickety. I'm not going to challenge it. It may not fall in, but who wants to learn? I'll just walk around it. And that's how I feel about genetically modified foods. The industry has not done enough research on it to say that it's truly safe. They have already started feeding it to people for way too long, as you pointed out in this show. And I am not willing to subject myself to that risk. So for now, until it's proven to me unequivocally that it's safe to eat, I'm just staying away from it.
Yeah, and let me encourage everyone to, you know, support your local organic farmers. I know it's more expensive, but there's a reason why. If you've ever grown a garden at home, you don't do it because you save money. You do it because you love what you're doing and you want to do something quality for your family. So, you know, support these small stores that do sell organics. And I'll tell you what, you will definitely find the taste difference between an organic banana and a regular banana. And the same thing with a homegrown tomato versus, you know, a GMO tomato.
Oh, man, it's so true. And you and I talked about the bananas, right?
Remember that? We have. And, you know, I've now been strictly buying organic bananas, and I won't even eat a regular banana now. Yeah. So I've kind of got that mindset where I understand it's going to be 10 or 15 cents more, but you know what? It actually tastes good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Real quick, we've gotten a lot of great responses on Crealkaline. We're getting a lot of people who are sending emails in asking for us to do certain shows. The Crealkaline offer is still standing for those of you out there who have never tried the single best creatine monohydrate product in the world, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world. Get a free sample. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand corner. You'll see a banner that says Ask the Scientist. It's got a picture of Dr. Jeff on it. Click it and request a free sample of Crealkaline. Try it for yourself. Don't forget to include your mailing address. More and more people are including their mailing address now, aren't they?
They've been real good. And, you know, don't be afraid. Go ahead and email me. I do answer all those. Sometimes it might take a day or so, but I really enjoy speaking with you folks. Answering your questions. There's been some good recommendations for some shows that we're looking at. But again, you know, the best way to use a supplement is to try it first. As we say in Montana, you should never buy a horse that you haven't rode first.
Yeah, I like that one. And we're going to end the show on that one. Dr. Jeff, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you much, Carl.
Talk soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the relationship between psychiatric and neurological disorders and the endocrine system. This is a really, really cool topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So this is actually a topic that I have touched on over the years because I have seen this linkage myself in life in general. Neurological and psychiatric disorders and endocrine diseases. We're talking right now with Dr. Gianluca Tamagno. How you doing, Dr. Tamagno?
Hello. I'm fine, thanks.
Welcome to the show. Okay, so let's talk about your study, first of all. What questions were you trying to answer when you led into doing this study?
Well, I entered this topic about 16, 17 years ago when I was still an undergraduate student, and I was really interested in that because I found it so fascinating to try and understand a bit more in such broad and overlapping area between different systems. Systems that, in my opinion, are extremely relevant for the human nature as hormones and, on the other side, neurons with their neurotransmitters, neuromodulators, are somehow the messengers of the cells, and hormones or neurotransmitters, neuromodulators, are like words. And if you want to do an example, that's the same that happened in the society where people are like the cell, and the homeostasis, the equilibrium right. among the cell is a solid society. So hormones play like the words. And what I tried to define more was to work in some specific endocrine disease, hormonal alteration, and see how they are related to some specific neurological
okay.
disorder.
So, let me tell you something that I've observed. I've been doing this radio show for 10 years, and what I've observed is a couple things that have made me wonder about this linkage myself. I have lots yeah. of friends whose children are normal yeah. children. They go through puberty and they develop schizophrenia. I have lots of friends who the wives are normal. They go through menopause and their personalities change. And I started to say to myself, sex hormones are affecting personalities in one way or another. There has to be a linkage between psychiatric and neurological disorders and our hormones. So my observation of the onset of schizophrenia in young children, have you noticed this too, that it always happens around puberty?
Well, I can't say that always happened, but definitely big hormonal changes like those that occur at the time of puberty or, for example, at the time of menopause can trigger any kind of underlying condition, also those which affect the neurological system or the psychiatric stability of the patient. So can make sense that if a subject has a predisposition to develop this kind of disorders, the hormonal changes just uh-huh. trigger and make them to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For example, you mentioned the sexual hormones. Sexual hormones are able to distribute and impregnate the brain in a very massive way. And even after the end of the hormonal change, they can keep providing their signal there mm-hmm. for a very long time.
Interesting. Talk about your research. Was this a review? Was this a meta-analysis? How was the research designed?
Well, my research has personally taken into account mostly the autoimmune thyroid disease and the possible occurrence of neurological or psychiatric alteration related to that. But on the top of this, I have had the chance also to get interested in other similar situation or completely different situation, but anyway involve hormones and nervous system. And very recently, I have had the chance to be editor together with my French colleague Jacques Elbaun of a e-book that cover exactly the topic, with a number of research studies and reviews published there that cover the very broad, a part of the very broad spectrum of possible disorders. Mm-hmm. If I can just mention specifically my research,
please.
Encephalopathy associated with autoimmune thyroid disease is a condition still quite poorly understood, which is probably due to some antibodies that might be the anti-thyroid antibodies that work against or on the thyroid, at least, that can also attack some antigen which are specific of the nervous system, or maybe of the vessels, which are localized in the nervous system. And from that, they can determine a number of very broad spectrum of symptoms that go from seizures to stroke-like symptoms, mm-hmm. from psychiatric changes to really whatever, depending on the site in the brain which is maybe affected by these antibodies. But again, one of the fascinating aspects of all this is that very little is known. So
what you're describing here, Dr. Tamagno, is that this encephalopathy may have an autoimmune disorder linkage, is what you're saying.
Exactly. In fact, together with the endocrine system and the hormones and the central nervous system with the nerves and the neurotransmitters and so on, also the immune cells somehow are a very relevant player in this homeostasis game, not only because immune cells produce cytokines and other substances which are somehow like hormones in practical terms, but also because they can mediate the interaction in a bidirectional way among nervous system and endocrine system and vice versa. And what? For example, the encephalopathy I mentioned can be exactly a good sample of that.
What about, and we have to go into a break, but I also wonder about the introduction of hormone-like substances in our environment. Xenoestrogens, phthalates, which have almost androgenic effects, and all these things and how they play into that. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take a break real quick. And then when we come back, I'd like to address the possibility that it's more than just the hormones that we're producing, but the hormones in hormone-like substances in our environment. Let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Gianluca Tamagno.
Sorry about that.
And when we're going into the break, I was asking you, do you think that some of these endocrine disrupting chemicals that we have in our environment are at play when we talk about some of these effects of hormones and neurological and psychiatric disorders?
Well, theoretically, yes, but this should be proven more in detail because, for example, many hormones are protein or peptides, and they can't really be absorbed, if I can simplify all this, unless we inject them, while many other hormones are maybe amino acids or lipids derivatives, and this might be absorbed even with our diet, even without knowing that we are getting them.
Right.
And these hormones are exactly those that then can more easily impregnate and affect the brain and maybe even exert an effect there. So, yes, definitely what we get from the environment can, in these terms, play a role in this intricate system, yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about some of these examples of hormone or endocrine systems affecting neurological and psychiatric function. So in the paper, you talk about hypogonadism in men. These men generally present depression and a lot of other symptoms that could be qualified as both psychiatric and neurological, right?
Well, somehow, yes, because there are a lot of effects which are not only on the muscle, but also directly on the brain, on the energy center, also played by the sexual hormones, including testosterone, for example. And they can affect also the impression that the feeling that the men have about their performance and their ability to tolerate stress, fatigue, tiredness. So definitely there is a direct psychiatric feeling, let's say, which can be disrupted by alteration of the testosterone level, for example. And that was an interesting paper that showed and documented something which was somehow already known, but was good to make the point on that once again.
So, do you, the ebook that you've produced with your colleague, is it designed for clinicians who are treating people who have psychiatric and neurological disorders to start to get them to consider the possibility that there could be an underlying endocrine issue contributing to that?
Well, yes, that was one of the views. The other views were to try and highlight a bit more what is known about the interaction between the two systems, I repeat, in the bidirectional way, because the physiology of the two systems is so intriguing and at the same time still so obscure, which is quite important that we try and keep well in light and well in our mind which are the possible interactions to be able then to identify possible clinically relevant issues that can occur in patients, both from an endocrine disorder point of view and a neurological or psychiatric disorder point of view.
Where can people find the ebook, Dr. Tamayo?
Well, the ebook is easily found in the online platform Frontiers, which is a scientific publisher based in Switzerland, and all the papers there are free access, so can be accessed by everybody very, very easily.
And again, the title of the ebook is?
The title of the ebook is Neurological and Psychiatric Disorders in Endocrine Diseases.
Okay.
But please keep in mind that this title should be read in the two directions.
Right, right. Now, I think this is fascinating stuff. I've seen it, like I said, I've seen examples of this in my own travels, in my own life. I have seen the onset of neurological and from a neurological standpoint, there's a an Italian doctor in Canada who did some amazing research on Parkinson's disease and estradiol. Profound research that shows that when you give rats MPTP, which will create Parkinsonism immediately, but you also infuse them with estradiol, that they do not develop Parkinson's disease. So from a neurological standpoint, we know that many hormones have protective effects on the brain.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes. But also from a psychiatric standpoint, you know, we always treat people like, you know, when they're depressed or, oh, well, you know, this is in your brain. Everything is in your brain, but they forget that the testes, the ovaries, the thyroid, all these hormones produced by all these glands act on the brain. They ignore the endocrine system's potential effects. I'm not saying all psychiatric disorders can be relegated to having an endocrine link, but doctors don't even look at the possibility of, well, let's check your hormone levels. They never do that. They just put somebody on an antidepressant.
Well, I think that we have to keep in mind the link, and then the clinical judgment should be the one that should help the physician to discriminate if there is maybe something else that might have triggered or disrupted the stability of the patient from a neurological or psychiatric point of view, and maybe eventually explore that more in detail. And it's very interesting what you said about Parkinson and estrogen, because indeed, as changes of the steady state from a hormonal point of view might trigger a neurological or psychiatric disorder. It's true also the other way around, which some hormones can definitely protect the neurons from injury and the insults of whatever origin, chemical, like in the example that that you did.
Estradiol acts on a receptor on the cell called fibroblast activation factor, and it suppresses inflammation completely. So estradiol had two benefits in the Parkinson's model. It suppressed inflammation of the neurons in the substantia nigra, but it also it's also responsible for the dopaminergic effects of dopamine and the transference from neuron to neuron. So not only does it protect against the damaging inflammation seen in the substantia nigra, but it facilitates dopamine's transfer.
Well, estradiol mostly work on the estrogen receptor, which is a nuclear receptor which is also expressed in many brain centers. And through this can significantly affect the transmission of other transmitters like dopamine,
right.
Dopamine, which is definitely a key mediator in the development of Parkinson. And I think that this is exactly where this research takes mostly place. A similar example, if I can take chance from your example to do another one,
please,
is what happened in temporal lobe epilepsy, where another hormone, in the specific case a peptide, which is somatostatin, can work as a neuroprotective agent to keep seizure down.
Mm-hmm.
And when patients develop hyper-excitability of the neurons in that area leading to temporal lobe epilepsy, the neurons which are supposed to produce the somatostatin to protect the other surrounding neurons, over time can get stressed and they die, basically. So they stop providing the somatostatinergic tone, which would be so relevant to try and keep the neural hyper-excitability down. And finally, there is an unfortunate increase in the excitability status of this neuron with the risk to have seizures in the setting of the temporal lobe epilepsy. Uh-huh. But once again, we see the close relationship between neurons and hormones, peptides, lipids, derivatives, whatever.
Yeah, now this is good. This is important stuff that you're bringing to the forefront. And like I said, I think more clinicians and doctors need to pay attention to endocrine systems when treating people for both neurological and psychiatric disorders. Dr. Tamagno, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure. Many thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I promise you, for those of you who've been sticking around, this is a game changer in the genetic modified food discussion, a game changer, and it comes on the heels of our House of Representatives passing a bill that will forever make it impossible for anyone to know what is in their food. Make no mistake about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We talked about this interview last week. This is an important discussion, especially on the heels of the passage of H.R. 1599. We talked about it last week. In fact, Dave Murphy is returning to be with us today. How you doing, Dave?
Great, Carl. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so those of you who remember, Dave was on last week. We were trying to rally the troops. And in fact, after you were on, I taped my, I recorded my call with my representative who happened to be John Yarmuth. And he did vote no, but I called and I put it up on Facebook so everybody could hear how easy it is to make that phone call and leave a message for your rep. But unfortunately, a lot of the both Democrats and Republicans, this was not a partisan vote, voted to, and we know that 90% of Americans want to know if there's genetically modified foods in their products that they buy, but yet a large majority of politicians out there figured we know better, and they voted for H.R. 1599's passage, which blocks our ability to know that now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just say, H.R. 1599, you may have heard it called the Dark Act, or denying Americans the right to know. And, you know, food democracy now, we're calling it Monsanto's poison pill. Because really what they're trying to do is they're trying to poison our democracy against us. They're trying to use our elected officials to write laws that protect their toxic product, an untested product. And that's one of the things that Monsanto has succeeded very well in the last, 30 years. But to say, besides this passage of this bill, which now it passed 275 to 150 votes in the House of Representatives last week, it now goes forward in the Senate. And most likely that if a vote takes place in the Senate, it's going to be a little higher hurdle there. It's going to take place in September. So we need everyone to mobilize, to call their elected officials and their representatives. And miraculously, you have a representative from Kentucky who voted the right way. Because in a lot of farm states or rural states with big rural populations, because of Monsanto's presence, the biotech industry's presence, they're voting against GMO labeling. And just real quickly, what this bill would do, H.R. 1599 or the DARC Act, it basically forbids states from passing GMO labeling laws. It preempts states' rights. And ironically, Republicans have been standard bearers for states' rights for the last 100 years. And interestingly enough, this time when they're paymasters in the biotech industry, food industry, they're going against states' rights. So it kills states' rights' ability to pass the GMO labeling law. It creates a system of voluntary labeling, so companies that want to voluntarily put on their packages product change genetic engineering, they can do so, even though they've had that right for 15 years and no company has taken the American public up on that offer. And the other thing they would do is it would make it illegal for counties or states to ban GMOs or pesticides. So those are just some of the things that it does.
Terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. And it's, you know what? It has nothing to do with the safety and health of the consumer. It has all to do with industry, the chemical agricultural industry. But now the subject at hand, the discussion we're going to have now about this recent research, is this going to be a game changer? Because remember, the FDA said, look, GMO foods are generally regarded as safe because they're similar to their non-GMO counterparts. There's nothing different here. Doesn't this study say, wait a minute, there is something different here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just say, Kyle, you're talking about some brand new research that was just released last week. And what it states, there's a new research coming out of a scientist with 4 degrees from MIT. He's a system biologist. And this is the first of its kind assessment. The new study was published in the peer-reviewed journal Agriculture Sciences. The first of its kind that applied modern computational systems biology. So it tried to review all scientific literature regarding certain metabolic pathways, C1 metabolism, which is a basic metabolizing function that plants use to detoxify themselves. What it showed was that after reviewing 11,500 peer-reviewed papers, these are scientific papers that have been undergone under rigorous peer review and published, showed that the process of genetic engineering basically disrupts significantly the internal cellular mechanisms for detoxifying, in especially Monsanto's Roundup Ready GMO soybeans. And what that showed was it led to a very sharp increase in formaldehyde, which, as you said earlier, is a class 1 carcinogen, and then it absolutely rapidly depleted glutathione, which is the plant's main detoxifying chemical.
Well, wait a minute. I feel sorry for the plant, but let's talk about the importance of glutathione to the human body. It is the master antioxidant. It cleanses the liver. It has amazing effects on the entire human condition. If it's doing that to the plant, is it not also depleting us of glutathione too if you consume it?
Well, I would just say we don't know at this point. We're more studying. The thing about science is you'll have one revelation and one new discovery, and more scientific studies need to be conducted. But I would just say that this points to an evidence of possible risk, and in my estimation, significant risk. For the process of genetic engineering to be responsible for disrupting basic cellular mechanisms in these GMO plants, crops that we're eating in 75% of our processed foods, this is absolutely a game changer. And it's not just the fact, as you said, that there's cancer-causing formaldehyde. The real fact is these are now nutritionally deficient plants. And that's what we're eating. If you're having your main antioxidant depleted from soybeans. The next thing is how we have to have scientific studies that show how this impacts animals, livestock animals, lab animals, and humans. That's just absolutely necessary from a baseline of safety assessment for human consumption of these crops.
Let's talk about the formaldehyde for a second. And I don't know if you have this information at hand, but when we talk about the accumulation of formaldehyde simply as a result of the genetic modification to the soy, is this amount of formaldehyde significant over the course of consumption? The average person who, you know, maybe a vegan who loves soy, they're consuming soy 2, 3, 4 times a day in their tempeh and all this other stuff. Is this formaldehyde enough where you're getting a load now on a week-in, week-out basis, and now we have a problem?
Well, I'll just say that is some of the real concern here. I mean, formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. There have been real problems with formaldehyde being released in trailers in Katrina. FEMA, you know, had a problem with that. At very low levels, formaldehyde can accumulate and be problematic for human like health and immune system. The real question is, we've got to follow up with studies. Some studies may confirm that there are concerning levels of formaldehyde, and some may show that it's basically within a range that may be considered safe. But, I mean, there's no safe consumption. I mean, that's what the industry would say.
Yeah, right.
So really, there's really no safe level of consumption of a cancer-causing agent, I would just say, especially when it's a mainstay in the human diet, especially here in America. What we are asking for, what we really need, is the FDA and the White House to go back to the drawing board. I'm sure you know in the 1990s, Monsanto and the biotech industry were rigging the rules at the Food and Drug Administration against the American public. And that is when former Monsanto attorney Michael Taylor, who's now the second in command at the FDA, he was installed by Monsanto to help write the rules which currently govern genetically engineered crops. And what they did is they declared that GMO crops were substantially equivalent. They're essentially the same as crops that farmers have bred for 10,000 years. And they based that on that there's no compositional or nutritional differences between genetically engineered crops and traditionally bred crops. So under substantial equivalence, they were fast-tracked. And the interesting thing is substantial equivalence is actually a regulatory idea, a concept that's applied, was originally designed in 1976 under President Gerald Ford to fast-track the approval of medical devices. Mm-hmm. So when Monsanto wanted to rig the rules against us, they went to a regulatory framework, substantial equivalence, that previously allowed simple medical devices to be approved. Now it's on these complex living organisms.
Wow.
And the real fact is Monsanto and the biotech industry has a very reductionist approach to how they analyze and how they talk about their products. And this new research from Dr. Shiva Arundhati, it came out of the International Center for Integrative Systems, 4 peer-reviewed papers. This is taking the first systems biology approach, which tries to look at the cell and the impact of genetic engineering has as a holistic across the entire mechanism of that cell structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, this is the first of its kind study, and it's not reassuring for the safety of these crops.
And see, that's the real issue, and that's been my concern all along. We don't know, and I've never said that genetic modification in and of itself is inherently evil, but what we need is when a crop is modified, before it is foisted on the American people, a lot of research and testing needs to be done. We're not seeing this testing. And the American people are, quite frankly, the test case. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
Right. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dave Murphy from FoodDemocracyNow.org. Go check out the website. They're doing some great stuff. Keep you posted on the sinister things that are happening to you without you knowing it. So, is there any pushback from the scientific community? Whenever we see this kind of stuff happen, whether it be the World Health Organization coming out against glyphosate or whatever, we see Monsanto launch its scientific goon squad, and they start saying, oh, this is rubbish, this is bad science, our science is only good science, this is nonsense, we want a retraction. Any of that happening yet?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, it's starting. Like you said, Monsanto's scientific goon squad, I call them, they're junk scientists when you really look at it.
Yeah.
They're not really, I have to say, one of the people that's attacking, you know, Dr. Arduri's, team is this scientist, you know, biotech scientist from Florida State. His name is Kevin Folta. And I'll just say, Kevin Folta has never seen a scientific study that shows harm from GMOs that he could not try to debunk. So the question is, it's not just this study that shows potential harm. There's hundreds of them. And my real question to the American public and the Obama administration, Congress, and our regulatory agencies, why is every study that Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, and Dow Chemical produce that alleges safety, why is that always believed over the hundreds that show potential harm? And it's not just GMOs and the genetic engineering process, but it's the toxic chemicals that 99% of current GMOs on the market are genetically engineered to survive, and that's the spraying of Roundup, which is a main weed killer, which many people put on their lawn. Why are all those studies that show potential harm debunked or dismissed by, like you said, Monsanto's goon squad? You know, and why are these ones that are show potential harm? They absolutely, it's a campaign of character assassination against scientists.
And then, well, this is, Dave, this is something we've been talking about on this show now for probably the better part of 8 years. You know, you got to apply critical thinking skills here, folks, because no one's going to protect you, especially the government. And, you know, it's always their science is good, our science is bad, their science is bad, our science is good. It's nonsense. That's why you have to look at this from this standpoint. Look, consuming chemicals cannot be a good thing in any instance, number one. Number two, we just don't know enough about genetic modified variants of foods to say with unabashed absolute certainty that they're safe to eat. Those are facts. You don't need to do studies to understand that. And so, of course, they're going to come out and say that science stinks, our science is right. But the real issue is, how does a government that isn't even afraid of showing how corrupt it is anymore, they don't even hide it anymore, it's out in the forefront, how did they operate day in and day out, and how do you vote for those people come election time?
Well, I would just have to say, I think it's time, as Thomas Jefferson said, it's time for a revolution in American politics. You know, I mean, this is a generation of politicians that has become corrupted by political campaign donations. And they passed the TPP fast track, and it's not surprising that they did, because the Senate Finance Committee received over $200 million in political campaign donations last year.
Right.
And that's how they passed the fast track. But the fast track is basically this dark act, or Monsanto Protection Act on steroids.
Right.
It allows corporations to sue the America, you know, any state that passes a law that may harm their profits. So our elected officials in Washington, D.C., I don't like to say they're bought and paid for, but someone's got a down payment on their soul.
Yeah.
So they're not voting in the best interest of the American public on this issue and dozens of others.
The interesting thing
you mentioned, though, like Mitt Romney eats organic food. George Bush family eats organic. The Obamas eat organic. Tom Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, the USDA, he eats organic.
Hey,
Wait.
Monsanto's own cafeteria. We did this show 2 years ago. Their own cafeteria. They have GMO and non-GMO, organic and non-organic food available. If it's so safe,
yeah.
Why are they doing that?
Well, that was originally reported out of their England office in the UK. And I would just say because probably that their staff members are as uncomfortable about their own company's ability and, you know, track record of not telling the truth about their products. The real question is, you know, when it comes down to it, I believe I have a fundamental constitutional right to know what's in my food. I believe mothers in America have that right.
Right.
Corporations don't have the right to rig the rules against us so they can sell us their products because they're afraid the American public won't consume them. That is Monsanto's argument. That is Secretary Tom Vilsack's argument. I would say that's outrageous. Why should we protect an industry that has the companies, or basically chemical companies, have a long history of poisoning their workers, our environment, and the American public? Why should they get to write the rules against the American public?
I want to read two excerpts from the research by Dr. Ayadurai. He says the accumulation of formaldehyde, a known carcinogen, and a dramatic depletion of glutathione, an antioxidant necessary for cellular detoxification, in GMO soy indicates that formaldehyde and glutathione are likely critical criteria for distinguishing the GMO from the non-GMO counterpart. So that right there speaks to the fact that it is not the same. Then he goes on to say, these results demand immediate testing along with rigorous scientific standards to assure such testing is objective and replicable, which is really important. It's unbelievable such standards for testing do not already exist. The safety of our food supply demands that science deliver such modern scientific standards for approval of GMOs. And you know what's funny? Tell me if I'm wrong, Dave. Is anyone talking about this on any of the mainstream channels?
I would just say, interestingly enough, there is a near unanimous silence on this new research. Near unanimous silence on any coverage of this. And I have to say, it's appalling. The American mainstream media is asleep at the wheel. And I guess I can say the mainstream media is bought and paid for. The mainstream media is basically a dinosaur waiting to collapse. And the American people no longer trust them. There's no investigative journalism. Someone should win a Pulitzer Prize for investigating the corruption of our food supply by these chemical companies.
Right.
And they refuse to write about these issues with any sense of balance. You know, it's really a crime. You know, interestingly enough, last week when Congress was voting against the American public's right to know what's in their food, Monsanto had a press junket, and major political reporters from Washington, D.C. were at Monsanto's headquarters hearing the latest, propaganda spiel from their scientists. So while our laws are being rigged against us in Congress in Washington, D.C., the mainstream media is on a press junket in Monsanto's headquarters. Yeah. That is appalling. But it just shows you the level of corruption in our society today.
It's terrible. It really is terrible. Well, look, Dave, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about this research. You can find the information about this study at fooddemocracynow.org. New study shows genetic engineering disrupts basic cellular function in GMO plants. Great stuff. And please come back, okay?
Thank you very much for having me, Carl. Pleasure to be here. And make sure, if you're listening, that you contact your senators the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, and so, you know what I'm saying? Get a copy of this study and send it to your senator. And say, this is your children, your grandchildren. This is your legacy. If you allow genetically modified foods to be delivered to people without the kind of testing that is required, you're basically abandoning the population and killing them. That's what you're doing. Send this study to them. Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Carl. You have a great day.
You too. All right, so look, we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole Cortisol's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You know, when I asked Dave Murphy about the if this is being picked up on the mainstream media, this research, it was a rhetorical question. I know it's not, because no one wants to piss off their sponsors and lose their sponsors. And that's really what it would be tantamount to doing by promoting this kind of information, where Monsanto would be really upset. And, you know, Monsanto affects the production of so many products out there. So it really was a rhetorical question, but I was curious. You know, we see Good Morning America and the Today Show and all these news magazine shows covering stories that seem to have a great impact on this population. What has a greater impact on this population? The potential that they're eating poison day in and day out. And it's government-subsidized poison. I mean, really, what could be more important than that? And the news media ignores it. So I wanted to share a funny story with you. I had a couple demo tapes made of Casual Friday because, you know, Casual Friday is a show that could be played on a mainstream radio station because it's not too sciencey. I've been told by mainstream radio producers that, you know, oh, your show is too intellectual, too scientific, too, which is a flattering to you if you're listening right now. It means you're too smart. You're so much smarter than the average person. They couldn't listen to this stuff. I thought, well, you know, Casual Friday is more of like a news magazine show. We talk about topics that are in the news and we opine on them using the superhuman mentality, the way we see things. And so I thought, you know, I'll have Elliot put together a couple demo CDs. They're usually anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes long, generally not longer than five. And they're designed to just kind of be excerpts of comments and statements and discussions we've had on the show that kind of showcase the type of dialogue, the type of topics that we cover. And so I had them made. And Elliot, who works for us here, also works for a very, very large radio company conglomerate, Clear Channel. And I said to him, do you think I should send this over to Clear Channel here in town? And he went, I don't think so. I says, why? I says, why do you think that, you know, wouldn't they be interested in this? Because I kind of feel like, love him or hate him, Donald Trump has changed the discussion in politics. He gives no one respect that he feels doesn't deserve respect. He says what he says. He doesn't need anybody's money or support. He has all his own money. You know, basically he has FU money, right? He doesn't have to do anything anybody doesn't want him to do or whatever because he's not bought and paid for. He's got his own money. And so he totally trashes the media. He trashes everybody. He says what's on his mind, right or wrong, hate him or love him. One thing is for sure, he says what's on his mind. And right now, the American population is responding to this. And I don't know that they're responding specifically to his agendas as much as they're responding to a person who says it like it is. I think a lot of the things that Donald Trump talks about are things that people think to themselves. Again, I'm not loving him. I'm not hating him. I'm just saying there's a phenomenon. Then Mike Huckabee gets in the game. He thinks, oh, well, Donald Trump is saying insulting things. I'm going to say insulting. Now, all of a sudden, he's in the media. And the reason he's in the media is because people want more of it. And so what that tells me is that people are ready for the truth, that people are ready for the hard edge statements. This time of political correctness has kind of run its gamut. It's not working. And people almost find, regardless of whether they like the topic or not, it's almost refreshing to hear somebody say what's on their mind. So I said to Elisa, maybe it's time for us to shop the show around to a syndicator again, a real syndicator, not GCN, which is basically a platform to market multi-level marketing products, because that's really who they were. They wanted to use my show to help market their MLM products, and I'm not an MLM guy. I'm sorry. So I said, maybe it's time for us to start shopping this around to the traditional syndicators again. Maybe the time has come for Superhuman Radio to be on the air. Maybe people, what we're talking about will resonate with more people, and people will appreciate the frankness and the bluntness of the discussion here, because look what's happening in the media right now with these other people. So I said to Elliot, I says, why don't you think Clear Channel would like it? And I made that same argument. I said, you know, look what's going on in the media. People like the frankness. They like the edginess. They like people coming out and saying what's on their mind as opposed to scripted sound bites. He goes, yeah, but you just bash way too many brands. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, you attack too many brands, you know, and that's going to be hard. And I thought, wow, I can't believe it. Like, that really is what drives the mainstream media. They kowtow to the brands. I mean, look at CNN. CNN is creating quote-unquote fake news stories to help promote the brands of their sponsors. So the reality is I'll never be mainstream because I won't be silenced if I think something. Look, I'm wrong a lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, well, I'm always right. So I have the right to say whatever I want. I'm wrong often. I know that. But my bottom line is I don't filter what I believe. You know who I am. You know where I stand. That's for sure. And I just thought that it was time for a radio show in this category, in health and fitness and longevity, to be on the mainstream. But the reality is I won't be silenced. I will bash products that I think are bad. So I just thought that was interesting in light of the discussion with Dave Murphy about if he thinks that the mainstream, why is the mainstream not picking up this story? Anyway. All right, well, it's been a great show. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, you can get a free sample of Crealkaline by going to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side where it says Ask a Scientist. Click that banner and put in there that you want a free sample of Crealkaline. And don't forget your mailing address or you won't get it. Also, this new sponsor we have, Only Goodness Inside. So I got to tell you what I did. Yesterday after my workout, I put their deodorant on. It's a cream. You put a drop on your fingertip, rub it in your underarms, both sides, you're done. I didn't have to put deodorant on this morning, and I am not lying about that. So it's true. It lasts 48 hours and beyond. I am so impressed with this product. I got to tell you something. It's great stuff. And again, it is all natural. None of the toxins you'll find in deodorants today. And things like sea salt from the Dead Sea, magnesium, vitamins, minerals. It's great stuff, and it really does work. It's legit. My underarms still don't stink, and I only put it on yesterday. So today is already the beginning of the second day. So check them out. Show them some love, and we will see everybody tomorrow. Don't forget Physical Culture Radio tomorrow with Brooks Kubik and lots more. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.